Good morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. This morning we're going to be visiting with Kim Cupp, and she is co-chair of the Women's Health Team. Good morning to you, Kim.
Good morning, LaVon.
Kim, let's talk about, before we talk about an event coming up, I mean, we'll keep people in suspense a little bit. Big event coming up soon. We want to talk about the Women's Health Team.
We developed a women's health team here at the hospital in 2010. At that time, it was called Better Health for Women, and it was co-chaired by Diane McLaren and Barb Lytle. We are now currently called the Women's Health Team, and we are co-chaired by Jerry Orstad and myself. The main purpose of the team at the time was to promote health of women in Cass County, which we felt was very important. We wanted to get information to women of all ages, our daughters, mothers, grandmothers, neighbors, and friends is what we wanted to do to be able to educate those people on their health. Most often, it's women in the family that are taking care of all of their health care needs of their family. So they needed some information.
And maybe their family members should kind of assume some responsibility for taking care of the women in their families. Yeah, it's a family.
They should. And oftentimes we find that it's the women that forget to take care of themselves. And that's why we want to have this event, to really focus on the women and to give them information for themselves, because they are so busy taking care of everybody else that they're the last person that they take care of. And we really need to make sure that they are healthy, stay healthy, because we really know that they're the gatekeepers of their family.
Exactly. And when they're not healthy, oh, everybody suffers. So this event coming up really soon is the Women's Health Expo. When and where?
We are having the Women's Health Expo here at the hospital atrium on October 10th. That's this Thursday from 5 to 7 p.m.
And is there a fee? Who's invited? You know, who should participate?
There is no fee. It's absolutely free. So bring all of your family, friends, neighbors, bring them all out to the hospital from 5 to 7. And, no entry fee. We're just going to get some registration information so that we can send out further information on events that will be happening in the future.
And it is a come-and-go event, but there are also some scheduled presentations that people might want to make sure they attend.
Yeah, we are having Dr. Carrie Rodabaugh. She is the gynecologic oncologist at the Nebraska Med Center. She has a specialty clinic here at our hospital on the second Thursday of every month, I believe. And she will be speaking at 5:30 p.m.
So will that be in the atrium, or where will the presentations be?
The presentation will be, right now we're planning for it to be in the medical center clinic waiting area, and it will be at 5:30. She's going to be speaking about gynecologic cancers, the current treatments, and a little bit about robotic surgery. So that will be very interesting.
Yes, I've seen a little bit of that on TV. We kind of hear about the distance kind of stuff as well as robotic. It's, I think, a coming thing, and hopefully it's really good for all of us. So let's learn more about it.
Yeah, I think the improvement with the robotic surgeries is very interesting. She's going to be showing us some of that and, you know, how that is going to improve our health and the recovery time with those types of surgery so that people can get to their cancer treatment more quickly.
All right, very good. So that's happening at 5:30. And do you have another presentation?
Yes, Mary Fuller, who is our smoking cessation counselor, will also be doing a presentation at 6:30, just a general information session for people that are wanting to quit smoking.
And we might kind of tie that to cancer. I'm not sure where women's lung cancer rates. I know breast cancer is right up there, but it's certainly something that you want to prevent.
Yeah, smoking is really tied to many types of cancer. One of the cancers that people don't think about is even bladder cancer. People that are smoking have a much higher risk of bladder cancer as well. And that's not something I think that people think about. But smoking is certainly tied to many types of cancers.
So for the smokers and family members of smokers, hey, you might want to come and hear Mary and see, you know, what that's a really difficult habit to change. So I'm guessing Mary has some support to offer and some helps to offer.
Yeah, she certainly does, and some resources that people may not be available. She will also have a booth if you you know aren't going to be around at 6:30. Come through. She's going to be available throughout the whole program at a booth so that you can pick up some information there as well.
So she's having a booth, but I'm guessing she's not the only one.
No, she's not. We have several other healthcare providers from the health system that will be available that people can just walk through, pick up information. Some of those are Dr. Brown, our local OBGYN, will have a booth. He and Tammy will be there to give out information on annual physicals, pap smears. I think there's some questions regarding those issues for people or women in general. So they'll be available to answer whatever questions people have there. We also have public health. They will be there providing information on some of the community resources that are available in our community as well. So they will be available. We have the health coaches from the medical center. They will be there to talk about some of the services and things that they can provide for people. So that's a fairly new service that's happening at the medical center, and they will be there to answer people's questions as well.
And one of the advantages, I think, of these booths is, you know, you may not want to make an appointment to ask a question that you think is, maybe not a very important question. But here you're going to be face-to-face learning about people, and you can ask your question right there.
Right. It's a very relaxed environment. We want people just to come, ask questions, enjoy the evening, just have a few hours to relax and just to get some information. We will have a little bit of wine there and some dark chocolate as well to enjoy. So if for no other reason, come have some of our wine and dark chocolate. It's supposed to be good and healthy for you.
Absolutely. Some of those joys of life are very healthy for us, so let's take advantage of those. So, Kim, this is all a part of the Cass County Health Systems. I have to kind of think about changing that from CCMH. Explain that just a little bit.
Well, the health system includes the medical center, the hospital, Southwest Iowa Mental Health. There's many services other than just the hospital here. And so the system approach is what we are taking so that people don't just associate CCMH as the only place to get their health care. There are many services involved.
And, you know, lots of changes have been happening at the hospital itself. If you haven't been in the front lobby there to see the little computer screen of how you find things, you maybe want to stop there and take a look at some of the new areas.
With the change in the hospital, the new construction, many of the patients, visitors were confused about where to go. And so we do have a kiosk now that's available right inside the front door. It is computerized. It's touch screen. Just type in where you want to go, or there's also keywords that you can type in, and it's programmed to know where that is so that you can find the destination.
I think especially helpful if there's not one of those red jacketed people there, the auxiliary people. Some aren't there 24 hours a day, and you're probably not coming in the front door 24 hours a day. But when you come in, you know, this is a good way to find out where some things are and just get acquainted with what's happening here.
Yeah, there are many, many different changes to where we're at, and that has been a little confusing for people. So this was hopefully a way to help simplify some of that process.
You bet. So this is, I think, a non-threatening, happy kind of time to come to the Women's Health Expo to just make yourself feel at home and get some great information. So, Kim, again, when is that all happening?
That is happening this Thursday, October 10th from 5 to 7 here in the hospital atrium. We'd love to have all of the women, but also bring family, friends, and the men in your life as well, because there will be good information for them as well. The nutrition, the smoking, you know, belongs to the health of our men as well as the women in our life.
Well, thank you very much, Kim Cupp, who is co-chair of the Women's Health Team. And until next time, here's a thought. You can learn something every day if you pay attention.